Because I got things to say. Welcome to the Kaiju. Welcome to
False
the Kaiju.
Start.
Okay, another one.
Second, take three.
All right, there we go. Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we are talking about Gamera Super Monster.
A.K.A. Uchu Kaiju Gamera 1980.
A.K.A. Gamera versus Gairon. A.K.A. Gamera versus Gauss. A.K.A. everything but the original Gamera. The
A.K.A. Best of Gamera Clip Show.
So this is what I'm wondering. Can we talk about the new footage and then just drop in clips from our previous podcasts?
Oh!
About the fighting. I mean, it would take me a long time to edit that version.
Yeah, I think, that's a funny idea. I kind of love that idea.
I know.
And in a way, it's, but to be honest, it's a greater tribute to this movie than this movie deserves for what they did with it.
I was watching this movie and it started off so strong. I was so excited for this movie because we're finally going to see Gamera past the 70s and 60s.
Yeah.
This is the, you know, a new decade. We're in the 80s and I can't wait to see what an updated Gamera looks like. And every single battle is just clips. And it made me so mad that I was like, I don't even want to, like, what is there to discuss? I mean, it started off so strong.
They go, and then they cut to, I was like, oh, I've seen this fight. Yeah. And then I just put my pen down. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's like, listen, for any of these fights, you can just refer to the movie. And not only that, it already has had, the Gamera series has a bad history of this type of clip.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
So I started taking notes, and I was all fired up because, first off, we see a Star Destroyer.
Well, first off, there's this new song.
Yeah, I'm not down with
the new
song.
What is this song? Is it a polka? It's kind of like a polka rhythm.
It's that kid on his organ.
Yeah, you find that out later. But
yeah,
like when you're first introduced. Oh, by the way, okay. Hold on. At the very beginning, we get exposed to the space women.
Yeah.
We're not totally sure what's going on yet.
Yeah.
And
they're great.
The head space woman gets into her
van.
Uh-huh. And then she goes and takes off.
Uh-huh.
And there's this thing that kind of makes it look warbly, like a bad VHS dub.
Yeah.
When the van is taking off.
When it turns into like a UFO.
That I thought it was a bad copy.
Uh-huh.
And so I went online. I paused it. I go, let me see if I can find something a little clearer to watch this, because I got a little nervous because I didn't want another one of the situations of the Millennium. What are they called?
The Mysterians.
I want to call them the Millennials. Mysterians. Thank
the
you.
The Millennials.
And so I went and looked, and I was like. There was a an Elvira movie macabre in 1983 of this movie.
Okay.
But
I did the same thing because I didn't like the way it was dubbed, like the sound. It sounded like I have like a lot of Filipino action movies that are dubbed on VHS, and it sounded like that. And I'm like, this can't be right. And then I went and I looked, and it's what it sounded like everywhere else.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And I was watching a little bit on Elvira's movie Macabre, but on my computer, I was also running the original kind of in tandem.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to, cause I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if they were just going to add bits to it or if they were actually going to cut stuff out of it to make it fit into the time frame of however, cause they had to run commercials when during the old Elvira show.
Uh-huh.
But then there's parts in the interstitial bits on the Elvira show which were a little 80s in their insensitivity towards doing Japanese voices and things like
Oh,
that
okay.
I was like, okay, I don't want to watch the rest of this. So then I went back to the other one, and then I realized, oh no, actually this actually looks pretty good. The ver your version that you that is
Yeah.
actually better than the one that was part of the Elvira's Movie Macabre thing that I found. So I went back to the version that you had sent me. Yeah, Star Destroyer.
Yeah.
I was like, is there supposed to be a comma between super and monster? Because there's like these like superhero people in this, and then there's also a monster, because there's so much of these three superheroic looking alien
Yeah.
people,
Yeah.
space the space women,
Electro Woman and Dyna Girl.
very much so,
Yeah.
all that kind of the whole. Oh, I was gonna say, and I suggest to you for like the, you know, how we always start with the opening roar sound effect. To for this one, make the sound effect be the psh, 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 when they're doing their move to get in and
Well,
out of disguises.
I know I'm definitely making an animated GIF of that. If it doesn't already exist, that's going up on everything. I'm sure by the time you listen to this episode, you will have seen that on our social network pages.
There's this weird bit at the beginning when the kids are looking at comic books,
Oh, and they're looking at muscle.
and well, one comic is about a cop who's friends with a turtle,
Yeah.
and then they go and up to this real cop who looks a lot like the cop in that comic. He's like, I'm not a cop who's friends with a turtle. They're like, what about that turtle? He's like, no, someone left this turtle here. This is just, I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Muscle Man.
Muscle, yeah. I used to love those. Did you collect those at all?
Yeah, a little, not
Yeah.
much. I had a few, but not enough to, you know, say I had a collection.
Yeah.
Later, I was like, you know, like one of the things you do as an adult, you're like, you know,
Yeah.
I'm going to order some of these muscles, because they had like a bunch of like
Yeah.
full sets you could buy.
Yeah. Millions of unusual small creatures lurking everywhere.
Well, were those comic book based?
I guess so. They must have been manga first.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The
Okay, so
kid
one of my
claims that he can
notes.
talk to a particular turtle. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just gonna say one of my notes just has a exclamation point and question mark that says the Camptown Ladies.
Yes.
That I might have to start the episode with that song. So out of
Okay.
play. I don't know. This movie, last week or last episode, we were talking about our Destroy All Monsters getting number four, and this week I'm like, I don't even want to talk about this movie. It's like at the
It's like,
bottom. It's
this is
way
the
at the
movie.
bottom of the
Yeah,
barrel.
this is the movie where you go, should we do a bottom five?
Yeah.
Every now and then there's a movie like that you go like, oh, maybe we should look into what the bottom five would be.
And I don't even think like this is like way far and above and beyond like any Daimajin movie for me.
Above and beyond, you
Just like
mean
as far as in the bottom of the barrel. Like it's just
worse than
it's
any
yeah,
Daimajin
yeah,
movie?
yeah. This movie bothered me.
Yeah.
It really did.
It's not a great, if you didn't see any Daimajin movie, not Daimajin, if you didn't see any Gamera movie and you saw this movie independently, it'd be kind of exciting because you
Yeah.
hadn't seen him fight these people already.
Yeah, but you would
Thank God
probably.
we're going in chronological order on these.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if we saw this one before we saw the other ones, when he fought all these people the first time,
Yeah.
or when they ran other clips and then he fought the new person at the end of it? All
Yeah.
those movies? Jeez.
Yeah, 'cause those are like the big climaxes of those movies. And this is just thrown in there. And what got me was that every time a new monster was revealed, they had it was in Japanese. I don't know what it said, but I'm just assuming that it just said the monster's name and where they came from.
Right.
Because they would pop up every single time a monster would show up.
And right, I was just it's like, the credit.
Yeah, and I was just like shaking my head like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we're doing this again. And it got
yeah,
to
the it's point. Like in the Trainspotting or Mean Streets where like they freeze and go like, oh, it's so-and-so.
Yeah, and it was getting to the point where I'm like, okay, when do they do Z-Plan? Because I got excited. Okay. I got all excited when the laser started coming out of the volcano and started cutting things in half. I'm like, right. Oh my gosh, they brought Gauss back. But it didn't occur to me until a little bit later that we already saw this footage. It's reused footage of Gauss.
Was all the cutting in half reused? Like that helicopter with the two propellers was reused?
I think so.
Oh yeah, because I it was enough for us to forget it because I was excited about that too. I was like, oh yeah, okay, because I was going, oh, another car gets sliced in half.
Yeah, I don't know. By then I knew that was the same thing. Car.
Yeah. Oh, it's such a bummer. So the kid wrote that song for Gamera? That kid wrote that song?
I guess so. But see, this is like the first Gamera. Remember where the kid thought his turtle was Gamera?
Yeah.
So
he wanted the space woman to turn that turtle into Gamera.
But is it just a coincidence? Or did his turtle actually turn into Gamera?
I think it's a coincidence because the kid already knew Gamera existed.
The kid asked the turtle if it wanted to leave the turtle.
And the turtle winked at him.
And it made a sound.
Yeah, it went, twink. That's the sound he makes when he winks.
When he says yes.
Yes.
Yep, winking turtle sound. Oh my gosh.
The part of the controls of the space women's to make their car disappear, they had like this little mini like Kawasaki. Casio. Yeah, a little Casio keyboard.
I loved it. On her Mazda RX-7.
Yeah.
Her car was cooler than the van. The van looked kind of creepy. But it had that cat wallpaper or the cat curtains. Okay, so this is around the time where I decided to look up stuff on Wikipedia.
Okay, well, before we get into that, let's just talk about the general plot, essentially, we know is that there's bad aliens in the Star Destroyer. Yep. Who are looking to fight, basically to destroy the space women. The space women are in perfect camouflage when they kind of like can look like Earth women. But the moment that they turn into their space women costumes again, they're discovered.
Yeah.
There's also one person who is on the Star Destroyer's side that's also on Earth. She's also a space woman. But she has a different outfit.
She reminded me of the bad guy from Rebirth of Mothra. She was dressed in all black with the... Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, Gamera Super Monster contains extensive stock footage of the entire Gamera film series, as well as Space Battleship Yamato and Galaxy Express 99.
Whoa.
So it's not only it's taken from Gamera movies, it's taken from those other two things. Almost all the footage of Gamera is stock footage. I think there's a couple of shots when you
there's
first see Gamera
over
the city.
I think there's some shots where he's a green Gamera.
Yeah.
Instead of like, because he's kind of black in the other ones. But yeah. there's a couple of shots where he's like a lighter green. I think those are new Gamera.
Yeah.
Also, they call him Gamera.
Well... The boy calls him Gamera, and sometime the head alien woman calls him Gamera.
Okay.
So I was like, I don't know what's going on. They couldn't figure it out. Okay, so apparently the movie was made in an attempt to help, get out of its turbulent financial situation. So I guess they were hurting, so they needed to do something. So they dusted off Gamera. Weren't able to create new footage and just, you know, made this sort of superhero subplot. Oh my gosh.
Boy, this is going to be a super short episode.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that though.
There's a part where the lady said it off to the guy, hey, I'll take you out for a hamburger lunch. No, not a hamburger lunch. For hamburger lunch.
Yeah. What are my... Okay, here's a new note.
Okay, go ahead.
So when Gamera fights Zegra, Gamera does it's the same footage. So Gamera plays the xylophone on Zegra's back, and it plays the new Gamera theme. It doesn't play the old Gamera theme. So that's different.
Jesus. This whole movie is a facepalm.
Yeah, it says he's the little boy said to the bad lady, "You're a bad space woman. You don't look happy when Gamera wins sometimes."
That's the best line in the whole movie.
Yeah.
There's so much talk about sacrificing. Like, the space women decide that they're going to sacrifice themselves for the Earth. And then there's even at the end when the one that was on the other side finally decides, she ends up basically sacrificing herself too. There's a part where she tries to kill herself and then they stop her from doing that.
Yeah.
There's a part where the head space woman gets all dusty and the kid keeps trying to wipe the dust off her butt. She keeps looking back. She's like, "Oh, you rascal."
I will say this though. Okay. So the space woman, the short hair one, the main one, she does this thing where she has her little control center inside of a suitcase.
Yes.
And he opens up the suitcase and she gets inside. I thought those comp shots looked really good.
Yes.
They look pretty cool.
The little system of the suitcase is kind of cute.
Yeah.
That they can shrink down in there, and in there that thing is protected. Like the, yeah.
The organ teleporting the kid was kind of interesting. Because the organ made it look like they were, they projected an image on the wall. But then when the kid was running away from the bad person, then he kind of jumped through into the living room. That was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But there's not, I mean, there's so little to talk about.
Nice. This is nice trying to find the good things in this movie.
There's one point where Gamera is watching anime and I didn't know what was going on. And it turns out it was a dream. But that must be from one of those.
There's that. What was that train?
The space train? I think that is from, what did I say? Oh, I deleted it. Was from the one of those two things I mentioned.
Yeah, so much was random.
So I took a shine to the main superhero girl. So I was like looking up these people to see who they were. The main one with the short hair.
She's the one who was the wrestler?
Yeah, she was a wrestler. She's Mock Fumiake. Apparently she's a popular wrestler and she's in a bunch of movies.
Well, it's like she's the only one
who does anything.
Of the space women. The other space women are just kind of talk. Yeah. She's the only one who does stuff. You know, the gun was cool looking. The ray gun was cool.
Uh-huh. There's a park fight, and they hang out in that park a couple of times. They must have shot all the park stuff in one day. Oh, man.
But it's so... Okay, so what's terrible is there's this kind of... The whole premise is like, okay, we're going to take all these Gamera movies and we're going to combine them into one Gamera movie. So, well, hang on a second. We got an issue here because some of them take place in outer space. Like, don't worry. I got this. Hey, Gamera! Go into outer space and kill the other monsters. Go fight them in outer space now.
Yeah.
We'll be hanging. Don't worry. We're hanging out here. We got stuff to do. But like, go take care of that and make sure people film it for us.
Yeah. And he's like, they're like, Gairon. They show Gairon. I'm like, well, this isn't on Earth. And they said, Gairon comes from is at the moon base for the bad guys or whatever he says. And it's like, they just start making stuff up because there's no other way to transition to why Gamera's on the moon. It's so awful.
The girl wants to kill herself, and they're like, don't, and they save her.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing, then suddenly it's like, the next time you see her, she wakes up and she's in bed next to a little kid. And it's like, what?
He's a rascal.
Her mom just like left her there.
I have nothing left. I'm tapped on notes. I think this is gonna be a weird episode.
Yeah, I still can't figure out what that cartoon train business was.
I don't know either, but it was that kid's dream apparently. which is the only thing that made it make sense. So you want to talk about next episode?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, we're about 22 minutes in. I don't.
We're 22 minutes
in? Yeah, it's not bad. It's like one of our early episodes. I mean, it's going to be the same thing as every week. We're going to post the movie for people to watch. So if someone watches it ahead of time, that's cool. I don't know if I can recommend it to people when I say that the movie is now available to watch on our page. But maybe enter at your own risk. We'll see how that goes. But
are you gonna put it like that?
I just don't know. Cause I mean, if you've seen all the Gamera movies up to this point, there's really no reason to watch this movie, other than just to see these superhero girls. That's crazy.
You can see the superhero girls, yeah. But they're the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once you see their do their bit, the move with the sound effects, yeah. you've kind of seen what they do.
Yeah,
it's not a bad fight. Like with the two women fighting in the park isn't bad. It's
just two. They're fighting in a park for no reason. What? Okay, I'm gonna take a look real quick. So
for no reason.
Well, I mean, to save the world, I guess. But
that's.
But really, Gamera was out there. Also saving the world. So this came out in 1980. Gamera wouldn't return for 15 years.
Oh, that's good.
In Gamera, Guardian of the Universe from 1995. And
now, is that the trilogy series? Is that,
yes.
Okay, now, word is that those are very strong Gameras.
Okay. We'll get to those eventually. But I think I can use a little break from Gamera for a little bit.
Oh, we're definitely taking a break from Gamera. But I do like the fact that I go, oh, that's going to be real hard to use stock footage on.
Yeah.
It's going to jump 15 years ahead.
Well, they did on this one. They were using footage from 1966, and this was 1980.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't use any black and white.
But I guess back then you didn't have VCRs or anything, so maybe kids might not have recognized the footage. I don't know. But the fact that they use footage from every single one of the fights from the previous movies is insane.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be a while before that. Our next episode, though, should be much better. And it's going to be Godzilla.
It can't be worse.
It can't. Oh, no. I can't even imagine. I can't think of anything that we've done this, you know, up to this point that was worse than this.
Yeah, it wasn't even fun bad because it was like, oh, I've seen this all already. Did it help? Did they come out? Did it work? Was it a financial success enough to be worth to sell out like this?
Maybe. I don't know. It took them 15 years to put out the next one. So
make another one.
Yeah, who knows? So, yeah, we're watching Son of Godzilla.
Yeah.
On our next episode. Let's see. When was that? That was 1967. And I believe, let me double check. I think it's Ashiro Honda. Nope, it's Jun Fukuda.
Okay.
Which is good. He directed Mechagodzilla. All right. Cool. So Son of Godzilla from 1967 will be our next episode. This was an interesting week. I think the fact that we've done, 53 of these, not including the bonus episodes, that I mean, to get a stinker this bad, it's kind of nice that, you know, we've made it this far without saying one that we just absolutely just did not like.
So, and it's such a strong drop to go from having just seen Destroy All Monsters.
Yeah.
And then, oh, it's like
the tippy gut punch. Top
to rock bottom.
Yeah. Yeah. And then just with the Gamera series, like things were picking up, you know, we liked Gauss, Gairon was cool. Ziger was like kind of silly, but fun. And then just.
Yeah. I was like, it really made me miss the kids in the previous movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, all that stuff that I ripped on them about, I was like, I almost take it all back.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Well, you can go to kaijupod.com and you can check out our links to our Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and watch Son of Godzilla. I keep saying Son of Kong. Son of Godzilla. And then, until next time, insert Gamera clip here.
I'm going to transform into an Earth Woman.
Ooh.
Spend more time with your studies and not singing songs.
I'm singing for my friend the turtle.